A year ago, Hurricane Rita was moving toward Texas. More than a million people fled Houston. There is one iconic image from that evacuation, a burning bus that carried nursing home patients away from the hurricane. 23 people died in that bus fire. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA in Dallas looks back on that tragedy.
The bus burned here on I-45 North, just out of Dallas.
I was out here, right here, and I looked over there and I saw the fire burning. So I stood over there and was watching it.
Fred Witt owns a salvage business near where the Global Limo coach pulled over. It was still dark, but he rises early. He went to the disabled bus.
Two or three people were out already, and this one old guy was trying to get out there, and he couldn't walk. There was something wrong with his foot. So I got a hold of his hand and got him over to the side of the road here.
Then, says the 75-year-old Good Samaritan, emergency workers asked him to move. He turned his back for an instant. Then he says, boom! There was an explosion.
And I turned and looked and blew up again three times. And one piece came across over here, the fence. It's a plastic off the bus. And I felt that thing when I was looking at it. I felt that hit my back.
Investigators think the explosions were caused by incinerating medical oxygen tanks needed by passengers. Once they blew, all rescue efforts stopped.
We were the first engine on scene.
Lieutenant Marquand Shepard is with the nearby Hutchins Fire Department. He received the call a little after 5 a.m., even then, he says, there were reports that a couple dozen people might be trapped on board. So he and colleague Geneva Snyder knew it was bad well before arriving.
Well, actually, you could see the flames from about 2 or 3 miles away.
As we came over the hill, you could see it. It was a huge bonfire, huge.
So from a mile away, we could tell it was a bus.
Yeah.
And it was fully involved, so there was no chance. If anybody was on the bus, you can just say that's it.
They put this down as a bad call. No smiling faces, no happy family members, even though rescuers helped 21 people escape. But they say it was even harder for a colleague whose duty involved body recovery. Hutchins firefighter Paul Wood had that job.
When you've always heard in the news about being burned beyond recognition, yes. And this is a case where you had multiple burned beyond recognitions. There were some that were very hard to identify as even being human.
All here agree this is the worst disaster any of them have ever worked. But they're not the types to place blame, instead expressing confidence in those whose job it is to get answers, so this won't happen again. The National Transportation Safety Board investigation isn't finished yet. But the Hutchins firefighters all agree on this. Don't ever evacuate disabled people on a bus. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.